Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus is alive. Amen. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time and we're absolutely grateful for everything, especially your gift of Jesus Christ to the world. Jesus, thank you for coming to the earth as a man, dying for us and giving us, allowing us to be God's children. And Holy Spirit, we welcome you and honor you and acknowledge that you are God. Amen. We're coming up on Christmas and this glorious celebration of Jesus Christ. How wonderful this is. This series, The Glory of the Lord. Do you realize we could give an infinite number of messages, teachings, books, CDs, videos, everything about the glory of the Lord? Billions and billions and trillions of messages, and we would just be beginning to know Him, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom He sent. It's really beyond comprehension what God offers to mankind. It's beyond human words, because He Himself, glorious beyond description, the glorious splendor of His majesty, the glory of the Lord. That's what He offers. The glory of the Lord is the Lord Himself. And I want to keep proclaiming this and presenting this general message. I know it's general, but we need to hear it again and again. He wants to fellowship with literally every human. He wants, if you're saved, He especially wants, well, He wants to fellowship with every human being. He wants to save every human being. Man was born, every man and woman was born to fellowship with God. Amen. That's the... How sad it is that we don't hear this. Now, anything that's presented about the gospel is wonderful. But let's get to right to the heart of it, which is Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the Father. And this is so important. Well, okay, I want to state the general first. The chief end of man is to know God. Man was born to fellowship with Him. And the way that we know Him and walk with Him and experience Him is through the Holy Spirit. That's the whole key. Like, that's the... Generally, and on every particular specific day. A great man of God talks about, you know, the three realms of prayer and seeking the Lord. He hides, and we have the privilege of finding Him. And in that process of seeking Him, our old nature dies, and that's when we can know Him. And so that's finding Him. Even on a specific day, even someone who's been saved for many, many years, they still, I would say, they have the privilege of doing that. Someone may say, oh, well, we have to do that and seek Him. Well, what a privilege. That's what happens when we find the Holy Spirit. Everything changes. It's all a privilege. We can even look back at our past failures, our sins and our shortcomings and all, and Jesus forgives and He forgets, and we can find newness with Him. Glory to God forever. And He teaches us, He leads us. This list, we're working on a book, our ministry is, and all these wonderful things Jesus does. Jesus loves, saves, heals, delivers, redeems, invites. He invites us, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. He gives. He gives more than we can comprehend, beyond our too wonderful for us to understand what he gives. Jesus blesses, speaks, teaches, leads, reveals, prays and intercedes, sets free, anoints, reveals himself, knocks on the door of your heart, and offers fellowship. Amen. And like in yesterday's message, it's an eternal celebration with Jesus Christ. It's a big misconception that people have. So many misconceptions. Even among Christians, we think, oh, well, the Christian life, we have to, you know, it's going to be a life of denial, and we have to, there's do's and don'ts, and, you know, don't do this and don't do that, and it's boring, and you have to dress up in uncomfortable clothes and go to a church service. What a total misconception. And I would even say that those are lies, because man was born to know him and walk with him. It's the normal, natural way, and it's the wonderful way. It's a celebration. We need the Holy Spirit can reveal these things, but celebration. We see the world, people in the world celebrate, don't they? They have fun, they party, they celebrate, they're doing, and they love, you know, well, they're just doing it in the wrong way. God made us to be that way. Okay? You know, to have fun. You could even say a life with Jesus Christ is exciting and glorious and fun. Beyond that, the presence, I want to go back to his presence. When someone meets him, well, you can't, he's beyond human words. That's the glory of the Lord. That's the His majesty, His beauty, His glory, and contained within Him and all that He is, there's infinitely more. His power, His might and dominion and authority and His wisdom and knowledge and His compassion and love and mercy and His greatness, His excellence, His everything. That Jesus is the brightness of God's glory. He's the express image of the invisible God. These are all from the Bible. These are, you know, famous, you might say, explanations of who Jesus is, but we really cannot put him into words. At the very heart of it, he's God Almighty. Amen. But the express image of the invisible God. He's the exact representation of God's nature. Glory, hallelujah. So few people get the anointing and are doing God's perfect will. So few. Reinhard Bonnke was one. If you want to see someone who did God's will, he's a patriarch of the faith. He passed away recently. I think he was in his 70s, maybe late 70s. A patriarch of the faith. He was an evangelist and preached to probably more people than anyone in all of human history. Probably. Because part of that is the end times. And the secret, the anointing, the presence of Jesus. That Kenneth Hagin, another patriarch of the faith. He was a prophet and a teacher and many other things. They asked him at the end of his career, what was the secret? He said, the presence of Jesus. And so isn't that wonderful? That's every one of us can do that. You know, today we can experience his presence. We don't have to have, that's the answer. Amen, amen. And so when we meet him, he empowers us. The joy of the Lord becomes our strength. It's all a privilege, and it's a privilege. The greatest privilege is to simply know him, to have that. I go back to that, the personal, private relationship with him in that secret place. What a privilege. And this is a way that God has revealed his love for mankind, his mercy, and how he's justified himself to the world and to every person, is that every person on the earth can have that. Isn't that wonderful? Doesn't matter anything, nothing else matters. Someone's background, their training, their environment, none of that matters. Whether they're rich or poor, strong or weak, male or female, old or young, educated or not educated. Isn't that wonderful? Nothing matters. And that's related to every step of knowing him and every phase from salvation all the way until making it to heaven. So glorious, so glorious that the most exclusive being in the universe is the most available. The most exclusive person. Okay, and now we know he's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. When he sent Jesus to the earth as a man, we're about to celebrate his birth. And I think his birth actually technically occurred in March, not in on December 25th, but we celebrate it now. Okay, when he sent his Son to the earth, God revealed himself as the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. For 4,000 years up until that time, he was the Lord God Almighty and forever will be the Lord God Almighty. Glory to God. It's only when he sent Jesus to be born on the earth that he revealed his Son Jesus Christ. Isn't that fascinating? I basically paused the message there to what I was saying was the Lord God Almighty, okay, the only true God, one God, he's the most exclusive being in the universe. Amen. He's the Lord God Almighty. The angels around his throne have been there we don't know how long, and they continually say, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. This glorious God Almighty has revealed himself as Jesus Christ. And this glorious gospel, so wonderful, it cannot ever be expressed in human words. All that Jesus is and does and infinitely more. Just one example is that he's the most available. And as I was saying, a human being doesn't have to have nothing else matters but a human being humbling themselves and acknowledging that he's the Lord God Almighty and that he's everything, and without him we are nothing. Common sense. he requires, you know, isn't that amazing that on the earth, almost everything we do has all these requirements, and humans just do all these, I mean, living on the earth is so dysfunctional. I don't want to get into that, but to think that with the gospel, it's totally different. In the kingdom of God, totally different. God, so awesome, so loving, so merciful. How do we know that? Just look at Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the Son of God and the Lord God Almighty, and everything about Him reveals the only true God. Amen. To think that He would send His Son and that Jesus would come to the earth as a man and be born and live like a man and die for the world. Glory to God. This same Holy Spirit, the same Jesus Christ, now is available through the Holy Spirit. It's so glorious. Now, at the very, again, I want to finish with this. I always say that. But at the very heart of all of this is His glory. That's how we know Him and walk with Him. It's, you know, we, as I said in a, I think it was just in the last week in a message, I said, you know, people who are unsaved, they even know Jesus Christ is wonderful and the most incredible human being who has ever lived, and no one else is even on the scale. But it's not enough. Well, it's not enough for someone to just acknowledge that and to say, okay, he was a great man and he was... It's knowing Him, you know, it's having the relationship with Him. And being saved. So receive Jesus. If you don't know Jesus Christ, receive Him as your Lord and Savior. Amen. Those who are, know Him as Lord and Savior and who continue on with Him and they're written in the Book of Life will go to an eternal celebration in heaven when they leave the earth. Those who are not in the Book of Life, if they've heard the gospel, they don't know Jesus Christ, as they choose self instead of God through Jesus Christ, when they die, they will end up in hell, the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Very tragic, very terrible. I at least want to say that, but the main, hopefully 99% of this message is, it is a glorious celebration both on the earth and for eternity for those who belong to Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit is the key, the glory of the Lord. And He's available to every person. Amen.